Spring is coming. It really is. And with spring come lambs and kids and calves. And with lambs and kids and calves comes milk. And milk is great, but it's really cheese made from that milk that I'm after. Once you go freshly made cow's milk mozzarella, it's kind of hard to go back. It's not exactly something you can crank out when suddenly visited by a craving for it either. But just made mozzarella cheese is actually possible for even the total cheese novice to make at home. With advanced preparation, some time to kill, and the right ingredients, even local in some cases, we can all make our own mozzarella. Well, so I've heard. Making mustard is one thing. Cheese? It seems much more complicated and requiring of considerable dedication. It doesn't seem to me like something I can just pick up and learn by checking a few books out of the library and watching some videos on YouTube. Instead, I want to find an actual person who has successfully made mozzarella more than once by themselves. A guru.
I'm a cheese nerd, cheese enthusiast, to say the least.
That's Brian McKay. He's one of the co-owners of Art Mart, a specialty housewares and grocery store in Urbana, but he's also into making fresh mozzarella and burrata cheese. It's not just about the cheese itself, he told me.
It combined everything that I loved. Science, history, chemistry, food, obviously, different kinds of food, all different genres of food, plus culture. And I don't mean that in the cheese way, but I mean actually a lot of cultural ways that cheese are made. And so it combined all of those things together. And so I became really fascinated with it.
Since doing some training in New York a couple of years ago, Brian's made a lot of fresh mozzarella and burrata, which is mozzarella cheese with a mozzarella and fresh cream filling. He likes to use milk from Kilgus Farms in Fairbury, Illinois, he says, because the milk isn't homogenized. He tells me that makes the cheesemaking process easier and brings out a better texture in the finished product. Good milk, sheep's rennet, some salt, cream if you're making burrata, and some hot water are all you need to make cheese. When I go to visit Brian, he's making some burrata. He's already made the curd. That involves adding the rennet to the milk, waiting for it to separate, separating the curds from the whey, and then letting the curds drain for at least 24 hours through some cheesecloth.
So we dump out about 2/3 of the water.
While we're talking, he carefully pours hot water over the curd, which is cut into cubes, and then he adds more water to get it up to the right temperature, which is around 130 degrees. The idea is to get the cubes of curd to sort of melt together by stirring them together, but not too much. That'll make the cheese tough.
You can see how it's starting to kind of form together here.
Once the curd for the mozzarella is close to the right temperature, Brian makes some filling for the burrata by adding cream to plain curd and working it in. As soon as the filling's ready, Brian wraps some mozzarella around the burrata filling, creating these squat little balls of cheesy deliciousness.
All right, so I pull off little 3 to 4 inch long pieces and then kind of stretch those out under the hot water and turn them into little squares or rectangles, and then take probably an eighth of a cup or so, you know, a good forkful of the filling, and then fold it. It's a square, so you just kind of fold in all the corners and stretch your last corner over to seal it, and then put it just the bottom of it back into the hot water.
I'm not sure if I'll make my own mozzarella this spring. I probably need another lesson. Summer's coming, though. It really is. And with summer come tomatoes and basil. And with tomatoes and basil, well, nothing goes with them better than a nice ball of homemade mozzarella cheese. Stay tuned. This is Lisa Brault for In My Backyard.